Ramsey TV.
You will notice, ladies and gentlemen, that this is show 666. And by that, you probably think that I'm going to do a show about the number 666. Well, you are correct. If I didn't do it, what kind of world's most outspoken Bible scholar would I be? Isn't that correct? So today, and today only, one show only, ladies and gentlemen, step right up. You're going to get a teaching, a very general and broad teaching on the number 666. It's real. It's a bad number. We don't have to worry about it. I'm not going to go so far as to laugh about it. But we don't have to worry about it. During this show, I'm going to tell you something that nobody else will tell you. You're going to hear something that is going to make you see Revelation chapter 13 in a whole new way and the number 666 in a whole new way. Yeah, that's right. It ain't bragging if you can do it. This is Martin Zender. I am the world's most outspoken Bible scholar, holding court here in my living room. Got a world-class painting here somewhere back there. Yeah, there it is. I got it at, where did I get that? Big Lots. Yeah. World-class painter. I think it's Picasso. Yeah, it's a Picasso. It's an original Picasso. Strange that I found it at Big Lots. You wouldn't expect that, but I know how to spot a bargain. All right. All this joking and, because this is not a happy topic. 666. But I have to tell you this, that the whole book of Revelation, pretty much, I mean, except when you get to chapter 20, it comprises a small little part of the human experience. 7 years out of 6,000. And even then, only half of the last 7 years of this eon are really, really bad. You know, if you're a woman and you've had a baby, okay? Now, I don't know this from experience, but I've seen it happen. When you go into labor, the first part of the labor is you just kind of go, ouch, ooh, like this. And then you wake up your husband. It's like, honey, I think I had a cramp. All right, well, you know, take it easy. Relax. Go back to sleep. If you have another one, let me know. Maybe half hour later. Ooh, honey, I had another cramp. Okay. See, that's where we are now. We're getting the beginnings of the cramps of the birth pangs that's going to deliver the Son of God glorified to this earth for a 1,000-year kingdom. Things are going to get hot and heavy, though. See, because after you start measuring the time between the contractions, and when they get closer and closer and closer, they become more intense, more intense, more intense. And then the woman who has the baby inside of her belly, she screams and moans, and you look at her face, and if you put a camera on it, you would swear she's being torn from limb to limb, and it's a horror, and she's sweating, and there's people just teeth wrenching, and it's a horrible thing. 10 minutes later, that little baby's on her chest, and she's cuckooing over it, petting it, and smiling, and what the hell happened 10 minutes ago? There you go. That's the whole Book of Revelation right there. It's a very short, brief, sharp period of birth pangs that's going to deliver the baby. In this case, the baby is a 1,000-year kingdom run by Jesus Christ himself, going to return to the earth. Yes, the same earth he came to before, the same Jesus Christ, except this time he's not coming in a manger. Oh, no. There won't be dirty little shepherds coming around. There won't be angels singing songs. There won't be a donkey and a little horsey and a sheep in the barn. No. He's coming in glory, great power. He's already been crucified. That sad scene is over. And now he's coming to claim the earth. Claim the earth. And before he does that, it's going to be very sharp pain. It's known as the tribulation. It's a 7-year period. The first 3.5-year period is the woman nudging her husband. Honey, I think I had a cramp. All right, well, go back to bed. Let me know if you have another one. Okay? There's cramps. The baby's coming. but it's the first 3.5 years. In the middle of the 7 years, it's like you're going to the hospital. Or in my case, my wife and I were visiting friends at the hospital. She began to go into labor, and we said, hurry up, get this woman out of the hospital to her home, where we had our baby at home. Yeah, our first one was in the hospital. It was the first and the last. It was a bad experience. And then the next two at home. Wonderful. So, yeah, it was good. I didn't feel a thing. It was fantastic. Let me give you a clue about the number 6. It's the number of humanity. God made the heavens and the earth. The earth became a chaos and vacant, Genesis 1 and Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. And God's spirit then moved upon the water, and it took him 6 days to recreate things, 6 days to bring order out of the chaos. The recreation of the earth is what took 6 days, 6 literal days. They think Martin Zenner believes little Bible stories. Well, no, I believe scripture accounts. Genesis is history, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a fairy tale. I'm still on track. Don't worry about it. I'm still on track. I'm getting to the 6,000 years of humanity and 1,000 years of a kingdom on this earth. Where do I get that? I get it from the 6 days of creation and the 1 day of stopping. By the way, God didn't rest. And on the 7th day, God rested. Oh, really? Was he tired? Did he have a lazy boy rocker? Did he put his feet up? Did he have his wife bring him a newspaper and a cigar? In a bathrobe? No. God doesn't get tired. God stopped. Sabbath means stopping, not rest. So on the 7th day, God stopped. 6 days, boom, 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 creating everything. Just magnificent creation. Magnificent power. Happened in 6 days. Man was created on the 6th day. This is why 6 is the number of man. In Scripture, 6 is the number of humanity. And it says that in Revelation 13. Revelation chapter 13, 6 is the number of humanity. Why? Because man was created on the 6th day. 6 is 1 short of 7. 7 is the number of perfection. 7 is the perfect number. The universe vibrates with 7. There are 7 primary colors. There are 7 notes and on the music scale. And when I made my instant oatmeal the other day, there were 7 raisins in the pack. So there you go. 7 is the number of perfection. 6 is 1 short of perfection. It's the number of man. 666 is everything humanity can do. And we're going to see everything that humanity can manage to do. We're going to see that concentrated in the wild beast, in the man of lawlessness who runs a wild beast system. Well, who else would run the wild beast system but the wild beast? It seems like I'm all over the place. I'm not. I know exactly where I'm going. I know exactly where I am. Now, when you see wild beast in the scripture, it could refer to the man of lawlessness, otherwise known as the Antichrist, or it could refer to the beast system. You have to look at the context. The beast could be the dude, and it could be the system. Now, when John saw these things in the Revelation, he's seeing signs and symbols. So he's seeing a wild beast. He's seeing an ugly thing coming out of the sea. I'm going to describe it in Revelation 13, because John describes it there. He sees it coming out. And he describes it as having these weird heads. You know, but that's not how it manifests itself on the earth. That's what he sees. On the earth, it's an organized kingdom consisting of 10 nations. Okay, so what he sees isn't what appears. He sees it as a type. He sees it like behind the scenes for what it really is. But when it's on the earth, it looks very, at first, very innocuous, very innocent. Oh, isn't that a nice little system? No, it's not. It's a beast system. So God created the earth in 6 days. It recreated the earth, I should say. And man came on the 6th day. So 6 and 1. Watch this. 6 and 1. The reason we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is because of that creation week. They call it the creation week. I call it the recreation week, the reorganization week, the populating the disrupted earth week. But that's why we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It didn't just come by accident. And on the 7th day, God stopped. Now, extrapolate that. Take that 6 and 1 ratio, 6 days of man, 1 day of God. 1's the number of God, by the way. That's a good thing to know. Thanks for reminding me of that. 1 is the number of God, because there's only 1 God. 6 is the number of man. 7 is the number of perfection. 3 is a number of completion. 8 is a number of Christ. 2 is a number of witness. 5 is a number of grace, and on and on. But That's not the topic here today. 13 really is a bad number. I'll explain that to you someday. This isn't the day. 666 is a horrible number. Horrible. Because it's the epitome. It's the effervescence. It's the bubbling over of everything humanity can do. Remember, 6 is the number of humanity. 666 is humanity cubed. No. Tripoded. No. What's that? Squared. No. What's that thing? To the third power. Let's put it that way. To the third power. So, if there's a six-day creation, one day God stops. And Paul says in the book of Hebrews that there's a stopping remaining for the people of God, which is the 1,000-year kingdom. That tells me that the 1,000-year kingdom, which is God, where Jesus Christ is on the earth and God is running his kingdom through his son Jesus Christ on the earth, it is preceded by 6,000 years of man. So I believe that the times of man are only 6,000 years. Only 6,000 years. And by calculations in the scripture, I went all through this before, we are in the year 5993 from Adam, 5992 actually. I believe there are only 7 years left. I think we're very, very close to those last 7 years. That's when the number 666 is going to come up. And I'm going to read it in the unveiling chapter 13. But this is a hell of an introduction. I'm just getting warmed up. Just getting warmed up right now. So here we go. Revelation chapter 13. This is a very serious topic. And there's horrific times coming upon the earth very soon. It's birth pangs. But see, the mommy brings forth the baby and then she forgets all about the pain. The pain of the last 3.5 years. That's the tough part. The very short-lived, very contractions, very close together. Very close together, screaming, sweating, crying. That's coming on the earth, okay? But it's small compared to 1,000 years of bliss. 3.5 years of horrible labor brings you 1,000 years of a wonderful kingdom on the earth. Revelation chapter 13. And it was standing on the sand of the sea. In his vision, it's the dragon, Satan. Okay, but this is the part that I want you to hear. And I perceived a wild beast ascending out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads, and on its horns 10 diadems, and on its heads blasphemous names. Martin Zander, you'll never explain that. That's too out there. Oh, yeah? Well, huh. Watch me. If you take the 4 beasts seen by Daniel in Daniel chapter 7, and you take the number of heads of the beast that he saw, and you add them together, and you take the number of horns that he saw, you add them together, you will have the wild beasts of Revelation chapter 13. The 4 beasts seen by Daniel was way back before John wrote the book of Revelation. Way back in the days of Daniel, in the days of the Babylonian Empire, we had Daniel seeing a vision of 4 beasts coming out of the sea. And these were 4, I believe, this is pretty solid what I'm about to say. There are 4 religions, okay? Each religion was distinct. It had a certain amount of, it had wings, it had heads, it had horns. Anyway, if you look at this wild beast, it is a conglomerate. It is a composite of the 4 wild beasts of Daniel chapter 7. So it is all the religions meld into one giant religious system that joins with a political system that becomes the beast, the wild beast, the wild beast. And in fact, listen to this. Listen to this. Verse 2. And the wild beast which I perceived was like a leopardess, and its feet were as a bear's, and its mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gives it its power and its throne and great authority. The leopardess, the bear, and the lion are just so happen to be the beasts of Daniel chapter 7. And so they come together and they form with Christianity, the westernmost beast, and they form a great religious empire that is on the world stage. It's being formed now on the world stage. And it's going to be joined with the political. Religion and politics are going to be joined, and it's going to create a monstrosity. It's very good these days when we have religion and politics separate. That's a good thing. And I perceived one of its heads as if it had been slain to death, and the blow was cured, and the whole earth marvels after the wild beast. This is one of the nations. There's 10 nations that also comprise the wild beast, and one of the heads of one of those nations is going to suffer a seemingly fatal injury, but recover from it. And they worship the dragon. But see, Okay, I'm not even going to get... How much time left in this show? See, I really bit off more than I can chew, and I went into a big-time introduction on this. But let me say this in verse 4. And they worship the dragon, seeing that it gives authority to the wild beast, and they worship the wild beast, saying, who is like the wild beast? Who is able to battle with it? I was telling you last week, I think on Friday, that people who worship the wild beast, they're doing it in a way that you would look at it. I showed you the photo. Watch Friday's show. The Friday show is called An Actual Photo of People Worshiping the Wild Beast. And it was two people. Here it is. Yeah, it was two people showing their cute little green pass in Israel, meaning that they had their little VC. They were inoculated against the CV1-9, and now they can go to movies, they can go to the store, they can go to public bathrooms. The whole world is coming to this where you won't be able to buy or sell unless you have the mark of the beast, and this is where 666 comes in. But I'm going to tell you something about 666 you've never heard, because the Christians of this world are going to be totally tricked by the wild beast. They're going to join the wild beast. They're going to love the wild beast. And you think, Martin, how can that be? Because nobody's going to go for something as obvious as 666. Even Christians know that that's an evil number and they're going to stay away from it. Wait till I tell you what I'm going to tell you. I thought I was going to tell it to you today. I really did, but I'm going to have to tell it to you tomorrow. But today's the start of it. This is show 666. But listen to this. They worship the dragon. Remember, John sees a dragon, sees this ugly thing with fangs and drool, and it's horrible. But when it's on Earth, it looks clean. It looks accepted. It looks organized. It looks wonderful. John's seeing behind it. Remember, it's the Wizard of Oz in reverse. You have the very nice, very clean, very organized picture on the surface, but behind it is the dragon, who is Satan. And Satan gives authority to the wild beast. Satan gives authority to the system on the earth where religion and politics are joined. And when you saw the orange guy, it's all about, did you notice something? What really shocked me was even people on Fox News, they were getting all religious. People were starting to pray on the air. And you might think, well, that's good. People are thinking about God. No, they're Christians. Christianity is a false religion with a pop icon, Jesus. It's a popularity club. You see Laura Ingraham on Fox News wearing her little cross. That made me sick, sick, sick. Oh, isn't that nice? Laura Ingraham believes in Jesus. No, she believes in the pop icon Jesus. She gets her makeup all put on. She gets her hair done. And she puts her gold cross on. And she smiles. That woman smiles telling you about a plane crash. That woman smiles. That woman would smile talking about the Tate LaBianca murders, the Charles Manson murders. She can't help smiling. And the world's about to be destroyed. And her cross is going, glowing in the dark. What the hell? What's happening? It's all becoming religious. And the orange guy was becoming religious. He doesn't have any idea about any spiritual matters, but it doesn't matter. The Pentecostals and the Catholics, and they all love Trump. Ecumenicalism is a movement of all religions becoming one. Yeah. Someone's singing Lord Kumbaya. Someone's wearing a cross on the air. Kumbaya. Everybody at Fox News starting to pray. Oh Lord Kumbaya. Yeah, even Sean Hannity starts to talk about God. Even Rush Limbaugh talks about God. I'm sorry, Rush Limbaugh passed away. I love that guy. I really did love that guy. Even Roger Stone talks about God. Oh Lord Kumbaya. All the lawyers, Lord, are talking about Jesus. Even Roger Stone and Sean Hannity are talking about Jesus. I kind of wish that all these people would stop talking about Jesus, because I'm sick of their Christian bling-dingling. Where was I?